Hello, and welcome to the Series 5 overview for Dad Educates Daughter on 80s music. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Dad. You all right?
I'm good, thank you. So, this is really just a short episode just to summarise what you've gone through, and I think also just to summarise the actual podcast on the whole, because we've done the band stroke groups of the 80s, we've done the male soloists of the 80s, and we've now done the female soloists, plus obviously we've done duos, although we've already pretty much, I mean, I was thinking how many duos there were when you think Erasure, Tears for Fears, you know, there's
but
loads
they were like,
of, you know,
but they were like an actual, like, Erasure. It weren't like a Pepsi and Shirley type one where they kind of just got together on a whim. Erasure of, like, they're like a thing, they're big, where Pepsi and Shirley weren't like as up there, same with Mel and Kim. Like, I mean, Mel and Kim, I reckon,
Mel and Kim would have been big had Tragedy not struck, but they were still big anyway.
I
think, to be honest, you know, we had Salt and Pepper, and maybe Mel and Kim should have been in that episode, because I think they were warranted. Although I think being where they were was good, because we got to talk about Kim Appleby, who had a solo career herself, it was in the 90s, but it was on the back of, obviously, tragic circumstances that was the reason she then went solo. We've covered it all. So first of all, just the Series 5 overview, which was the female soloists.
With a bit of duets on the end.
So let's talk music. Let's talk female soloists, and let's let you know that you listen to 565 songs just in Series 5.
I was trying to find that out, but I didn't say how many songs. It says hours on Spotify. Well, I couldn't see the songs anyway, just quickly scrolling.
565, of which episode 4, you listen to 54 songs alone. That was the one with Kylie. Yep, Kylie, Kathy Dennis, Cher, Nina Simone, Laura Branigan, and Desireless. Now, most of those were Kylie. Now, Kylie, I think, is probably the one artist that's had longevity, because she was the late 80s. She then went through the whole of the 90s. She then had quite a few songs in the noughties, and you even had songs from her from the 2010s, and even as recently as 2023, I think it was.
Two, three,
2023 with Padam. So there you go.
Yeah, horrible.
All the Lovers were 2010.
Yeah, aren't you? Just
on it. Yes, we are. Yes, next year. Should be good. So, yeah. So that was the episode with the most songs, and I think Kylie had the most songs, mainly because of her longevity. And as I say, she didn't come in the 80s until quite late. I mean, she was,
1988?
Yeah, well, she was doing acting. So yeah, you listen to 50 number ones. Yeah, the most number ones were in episode 1 with 12, which was Madonna. The most number ones were with the least amount of artists. You only had 4 artists in episode 1. Madonna,
Annika,
Nina, and Robin Beck. And all of them had a number 1. Madonna had 9, of which 6 were in the 80s.
Yeah.
She was the queen of the 80s. Yeah, she was the queen of the 80s, I'd say, and Michael Jackson was the king of the 80s. But yeah, she, you had 9 number ones just for Madonna, which 6 were 80s number ones.
Yeah.
So yeah. You listen to 93 artists, so female soloists, and as we say, duets in the last one.
Ow.
Of which you had 55 hits and 38 miss.
Do you know what? I was thinking about this the other day.
55 of those artists.
Yeah. But I was thinking about this the other day, and I was like, I don't think the women, and I think I've said this in previous episodes before, I don't think the women have hit with me as much as, like, the males and the bands did. I feel like, but then I think I knew quite a lot of the women, but were shocked that I knew them or knew songs. Like, I just don't think the women did as well. So I'm quite shocked that it's quite, like, that gap between my hits and my misses. I thought it'd be quite close. Yeah. And I thought the misses might be more, just based on me thinking back, and but maybe not.
Yeah.
The facts are there.
55 against 38. So, dad influence well. So, that is pretty much the summary over of for the series. So, just looking at the whole podcast in whole, who were you? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here because obviously you haven't prepped for this, but who stands out the most? Who do you still listen to? You know, which segment did you prefer? So obviously we had three series of 80s, of 80s, of groups, stroke bands. So you had three series of them, then you had a series of the males in series four, and obviously the female. So which stood out the most? Who do you still often listen to? Is there any, you know?
So I would say stood out the most the bands, because I think the soloists, I'd heard of a few more, and the bands gave a bit more insight to 80s music rather than the soloists. So I learned more in doing the episodes with the bands and learning about what the 80s were about and the different instruments and how what instrument you use could portray what type of genre you are, or, you know, even like with the bands, I learned more about like the fashion, whereas with like the soloists, it weren't really about that as much. Like, I couldn't dive into their fashion sense or even their videos, and quite a few of the soloists came about later in the 80s as well, I found. So having that early 80s, mid 80s with all the bands, I definitely learned a lot more about the 80s and had a lot more influence from the bands than I did the soloists, if that makes sense. So they definitely stuck out. I don't know what series, though. I'd have to look to know a specific series, just thinking about that now. But ones that have stuck out to me 100%, and I still listen to them now, are the Vapors. And that was, I know, the biggest shock for you as well. Also, ones like Culture Club, I always go back to, and I know they were big. Depeche Mode. Both me and Connor have found a common like for those. I'd say they're the ones that stick out to me at the top of my head. And I do, and know what I do? I do go on. So where I've listened to the 80s a lot on my Spotify, Spotify does these things where they create playlists for you instead of you sitting and creating playlists. And I have ones that are made, so like me and Connor have one, but Spotify takes his listenings and my listenings and finds a mutual ground. And the same, I have ones with my friends, I have ones with my siblings, and in mine there is always a sprinkle of 80s. So there's definitely been influence there in what I listen to. And I can say I don't tend to skip an 80s song. Dad, do you know who stands out for me? Nick Kershaw.
Go on.
Nick Kershaw. Okay. He, Yeah. And I've obviously got to see him live as well. But he's one that gets played quite a lot as well. But yeah, I don't skip the 80s as much. And I think I'm now more opinionated on the songs. And I can be like, oh, no, I don't like this one. Or, oh, I'm not in the mood for that one now. Whereas before it was like, oh, I don't really want to listen to the 80s. So there's been that influence. But yeah, definitely. There will definitely be more like that I can think of. Like Nick Kershaw just came into my head. Yeah, but no, the ones that do stick out and I think was the shock factor for a lot of people was the Vapors for me. And I do like, oh, Dad, who sang? And I don't know why I can't think of it now. And it's going to annoy me. Who sang Vienna?
Ultravox.
Yeah, they're with ones I go Midge back to.
Ure.
Yeah, but they come up more in my playlists. Hence why I couldn't remember their name. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know their songs. I can say I will never go back to Bad Manners or The Selectors or Kraftwerk. So I can think of ones I won't go back to as well.
So not really into your ska. Although Madness is a touch of ska.
I did like Madness. But yeah. Not a fan of like the hardcore ska.
Okay. So that wraps up the 80s.
It does indeed.
So
now people have to stay tuned with what we get up to next.
Yes.
And all can be revealed. But all can be revealed in, because we're not going anywhere just yet. Because as we all know, there is one final episode before we decide where to go next. And it's Dad's favourite time of the series, of any series, because he gets to listen to more modern music, should we say.
Yeah.
And obviously I do the 2010s. I should have done the noughties, really, going off the back of you're an 80s listener and I'm a noughties listener. Like, noughties is where I go to, noughties is where I found my music love. But I just went for 2010s because I feel like that's a bit more out of your comfort zone than I think the noughties would have been. It's also a bit more, like, there's still a lot of the people that I give you are really relevant now, but they're not really people that would be gone. Do you know what I mean? They're probably still in the charts now. So it is very modern for you. So you have got, I've obviously done.
Just before you tell me, can I just add something that I didn't know and I didn't bring it up when we spoke about them? But I'm into Deacon Blue at the moment. So we saw them live.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And we loved it. And they've just bought out a greatest hits, or the very best of, called the Old 45s, which I've got. And with it, which I got for my birthday, and with it I got the lead singer, or main songwriter, should I say, not lead singer, the lead singer's Lorraine, in a sense, or that's both. But the main songwriter, the person who formed the group, which is Ricky Ross. He actually, believe it or not, co-wrote with James Blunt.
You like James Blunt as well, don't you?
I do. That's what I mean. I like James Blunt, and I like one of his songs, which was High, and that's the one that was co-written by Ricky Ross. Yeah. Yeah.
How weird.
It was actually James Blunt's first single. Didn't do that well. And then Your Beautiful obviously did do well. And I think they re-released High, and then it obviously did okay. So, yeah. But yeah, that was co-written by Ricky Ross and Deacon Blue.
Wow.
And I only knew that from reading his autobiography. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that just shows that the 80s are still, not even the exactly. 80s influence, but the people of the 80s are still using their talents and giving out to today. Yeah. Wow. There you go. But yeah, do you want to know what you've, who you've got to listen
really,
to?
Not really, but if you want.
I reckon, so I'm only giving you four, and you do, there is a fair amount of songs. Like 50 something, 59. I might narrow it down for you. I've not decided, but they're all the hits. But I reckon, I mean, I don't know, but I think out of the four artists I give you, I think I've got hopes for two, you know, of you liking a bit about them. We all know that I can't sell you completely, and it's not like you go back and listen to anyone that I give you, but we know, you know, you have said, I do like them, I like this about them, or I like this song. So I've got hopes of two. So you would have heard of, I reckon, all of them, maybe. So your first one, you've got Ariana Grande.
Okay, obviously I've heard of her because of the Manchester bombing.
Yeah. Yep. You've got Ellie Goulding. You heard of Ellie Goulding?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got Lana Del Rey.
No, I don't think I've heard of her.
Oh, okay. And you've got Lorde.
Lorde?
Yeah.
Didn't they win Eurovision for Finland, a big rock group or something silly?
No, these are female solo artists, Dad.
Yeah.
Lorde is a woman.
I swear it was Lorde
that
won Eurovision for Finland.
I always say that her name's Lorde, but Connor told me it's Lorde. But it's spelled L-O-R-D-E, but it's got no accent on the E, so it would be Lorde. But I always say Lorde because there's an E. So yeah, they're your four. Ariana Grande, Ellie Goulding, Lana Del Rey, and Lorde.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to listening to them. I've just quickly looked up, and it is Lorde, who won for Finland. L-O-R-D-I.
Ah, so it's not far off, is it?
No.
But yeah, who you've got is not.
The
winner, and you've got someone completely different,
which is good because they were a heavy metal band and I didn't like it really. So
yeah, no, none of these are, I feel like they're all quite similar-ish. I was nearly mean, but I've given you Stormzy and given you, you know, a hint of way out of your comfort zone. I didn't want to do it this time, so I went a bit softer.
Okay.
Because the others that I could have given you was like Nicki Minaj or Cardi B. So if you want to look them up and see what you could have had, I was nice.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I'll send you over your songs. And you can get listening. The tables turn.
Sure.
Once again.
And we will then...
Yes.
Reveal what we're doing next.
We will indeed. I think if we go with one, there is one thing that I would say I'm leaning towards, and I would be excited to do it.
Okay.
Talk off record.
Okay.
Yeah. All right then. Well, I will speak to you soon.
Ending series 5 until the bonus episode. Mm-hmm. I shall say goodbye.
Yeah, I'll speak to you soon.
You will. Bye.